Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of DTC, Dudes Talking Comics. Here at DTC, we're a podcast dedicated to all things comics, comic books, comic movies, and comic TV shows. In today's episode, me and the dudes get together and we discuss one of our favorite story arcs, and that is Old Man Logan.
All right, we are live.
What's up, fellas?
En vivo.
En vivo. Oh,
wow, wait. This, our fourth member needs a special introduction, okay? Finally, on our
John Cena. Oh.
On our third official podcast, we finally get our super secret fourth member.
We have unlocked the secret character and have reach the achievement level.
I had to battle the last boss a few times to finally get this achievement.
We have unlocked Champagne Poppy.
What's up? Right. About time. Shit.
You.
What's up? Wow. So we've got Jonas in the building.
He's a little distance though. You're a little far there from your mic.
Yeah, just try to get as close as possible to the mic.
Yeah, put that thing in.
Don't be eating it now.
Yeah, put that thing in your mouth.
Hey, yo!
All right, cool. So, this is our first official podcast all together, so this is something different, all right? So, how's everyone doing?
Doing good. We're doing good. Finally got everybody together since everybody's got their planners all mixed up and everything, but we're here.
Yeah, it seems like a hassle to get you guys all in one place.
At least we assembled like the Avengers.
We assembled. Assembled when it mattered the most.
Yeah, we needed to come together to save the world. So here we are.
All right. What's the topics? What are the topics for today?
All right. So today we're just gonna go right into a big story arc. And I think all of us have some sort of knowledge about this story arc. So we're just going to discuss it. It's not really going to be a review. We're just going to go talk about why you enjoy this and certain parts about the story that really excited us. Let's get the police behind us. It seems like Jonas is getting chased.
Jonas, you good?
Oh, he took him.
He took him. Fuck.
Either they took him away or he's actually helping.
Let's just hope for the best right now.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's why we can never get him on the podcast. He's a
friendly neighborhood Jonas.
Or he's staying quiet because he's hiding from them.
Sure. Let's not, you know.
He's going to come out whispering, hello?
Jonas, if you're okay, just tap your phone once. All right.
What? Like, rode over?
Well, were you guys able to get a YouTube video up, or what's up with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, what with that Monday? What you guys got?
Let's talk about our YouTube channel.
This out. So that YouTube video that we did, Jonas and I, we threw it. We kept having interruptions. That was the bad thing about it. Okay. So we had to restart every time and keep going. So at the end of the day, we have something, but I don't think, you know, we just have to go through it and see what happens. Because if there's noise, if there's people coming in, we don't want any of that.
You think that maybe there's content there that can be added in a video? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, cool. It was honestly a battle between two superheroes. So whenever that comes up, you know, we could use that and be like, hey, you know, that
or just
came about.
Just save it as like a blooper reel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
unless YouTube wants to delete it.
Oh, man. Unless it gets one view and that's it.
Yeah. That'd be more than you've been getting lately.
I mean,
wow.
Damn, man. Son.
That's a low blow, Mo.
Yeah, this guy TK hits me up. He's like, yo, did you see what YouTube did? I thought first when he, hey, did you see what happened on YouTube? I thought somebody put a negative comment or something. So I was like, what? And I guess they one video was like deleted or whatever. But we figured out what it was. YouTube channel is still up and running. We're still trying to figure out ways for us to get in contact with each other and just get content up. But we are active on Instagram, and this podcast gets us all together. But we will be pushing YouTube hard so people can see who us four are.
Yeah, ooh, let's get together, because I know once you get me on that thing,
oh man,
you guys hold on to your boots.
You might as well say bye to the YouTube channel.
Hold on, when you said hold on to your boots, I thought I had the boots on from Puss in Boots. Whoa!
All right, well, it seems like Jonas. It seems like Jonas got locked up for the night. So.
Oh damn, Jonas! But he's here in spirit.
Yeah, I mean, I still see his name in the chat, so hopefully he jumps in at one point.
Yeah.
Well, let's get going with the topic for the night. We're going to go into one of our favorite story arcs in the last, you know, couple of decades, and that's the Old Man Logan storyline.
So good. So good.
And we'll go over just volume one, because I know it did continue.
Yeah. And it just ended officially. Ended like maybe like 3 months ago or more.
So just for tonight, we'll just focus on the first volume, which, you know, set the tone as far as like what would happen in later volumes. So let's discuss a few things that we enjoyed about it. TK, you want to start with a few things?
Well, so this story itself, it was written by Mark Miller and Steve McCurry. Hello? Is everyone still there?
No, we're still here. We're still here.
Somebody dropped. I guess that was Jonas.
Yeah, it's probably his connection, but we can still keep going.
So these two guys, this duo, also did Civil War. So I was looking forward to it as soon as they mentioned it. I was like, okay, I'm cool. You know, Wolverine storyline. And then when it dropped, oh, man. When it dropped and we was reading stories, and I remember hitting up Mo while the issues were coming out. Mm-hmm. And like, yo, you saw what happened. That was crazy. That was intense. Mm-hmm. And overall, this story was amazing, more than I would have ever expected. And just deeper than anything else that I read in Marvel, actually.
Well, what's great about the storyline, it takes place 50 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep hinting about an event. An event that happened that caused the current, you know, timeline to change and for certain things to be happening. And the biggest thing is that Wolverine isn't Wolverine anymore.
Yeah, he's right? just Logan.
He just goes by Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives out west in the country, in the area really taken over by the Hulk gang, right? Yep.
So what is the difference between Wolverine and Logan?
The event that you guys are talking about, it's called the Night the Heroes Fell.
Yeah.
And it's...
But I'm talking about his character. So you're saying Logan is more of like a family guy and like, you know, by himself kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What happened is, well, Logan is a pacifist now.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to fight and he doesn't like to kill. And he hasn't, I guess, used his claws since the event.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of wind.
I can hear you clearly, though.
All right, we're 50 years in the future. Logan is a pacifist due to the events that happened 50 years prior. Mm-hmm. And he lives out in the countryside with his family. And it's pretty much the first time we've ever seen him with a family.
Yeah.
You know, he has kids, he has a wife. And although he looks kind of sad and broken, he looks satisfied, which is something he always wanted. He wanted to have a family. It seemed like every time he would get close to someone, they would get murdered. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's part of why he's always been broken.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a horrible life he lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just one of the sad things about the character of Wolverine. Mm-hmm. You know, he's pretty much an animal trying to live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so he lives out west. Do you want to continue with that, TK or Maurice?
Well, the thing was, so we already know something happened 50 years ago. It's called the Night the heroes fell. And he's living like this chill life right now. He doesn't want anything to do with violence. He will never pop his claws out again. And it's pretty much now the world is being run by villains. The world is being run by villains, and the villains each took a certain part of the United States. It's been divided by villains. So the area that he lives in, it's owned and run by the Hulk gang. And then you got Las Vegas, which I think is being run by Magneto. I might be wrong, but everything is divided. And pretty much the whole gang, they come in and they want their rent. They pretty much want their rent. He's short on the rent. They kick his ass in front of his family. And they pretty much make a little joke as how, wow, this is the unstoppable Wolverine, the legend that everybody used to talk about. And he can't even he can't even, you know, come back and fight against us. He's made to look into like a sucker in front of his family, you know. But what was it that caused him to be the way that he is? You know, that's pretty much what we can like dive into as to what happened that night the heroes fell. And this is the storyline that TK had mentioned that he had contacted me. This was the storyline that pretty much got me back into comic books, because I had took a break from reading comic books. My TV broke down and there was a comic shop by my job. And I went in and I was like, I think I remember even telling you, Angel, I was like, listen, I want to get back into comics. So I went into this comic shop and I was like, say, so what's the main storyline right now? Well, Secret Invasion is about to start. So, and I was like, what's the one before that? So they gave me that storyline. They gave me another storyline. They were like, what's your favorite comic book character? I was like, it's Wolverine. He was like, oh man, you got to read Old Man Logan. And they pretty much gave me an idea of what it was. And first issue just came out. And I was just sucked in. I was just drawn in by the idea of the villains pretty much running the world and what happened that night, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very intriguing storyline as far as like, you know, what would happen if all the villains decided just to team up? Because a big thing about that most people don't realize is for every superhero, there's like 10 villains.
Yeah. At least.
And they said in that world, they said for each superhero, there's 20 villains.
Yeah.
What? Like, what? So somebody got them all together. Somebody finally orchestrated this event to happen. One, you want to find out what happened that night. Who did this? Who got them all together? How did it go down? And I think that was what, if we can all agree, that's what had us drawn in, because we needed to know more. How did these superheroes, technically all the superheroes are dead or in hiding. Like, what the hell happened? I need to know. And that's what drew me in.
Well, you have the fact that Wolverine isn't the same. He's a complete 180 of himself, right? Yeah. So you want to find out why. And also, like, who orchestrated everything? Why are the villains, or where are the superheroes, you know, that you know, kept everything in order?
Yeah.
It was always a crazy thing to even think about, to even go deeper into the story and be like, you know what? I wonder what superhero ran away.
Yeah.
I wonder what superhero, you know, kind of chickened out of the fight. Mm-hmm. I wonder what superhero fell. I wonder what battles occurred that were intense, just like the one Wolverine had in the beginning. And, I don't know if we're jumping into that, or are we going to talk about that?
Oh, yeah,
we will. But
there's
actually an area in the country, I forget the name of it, but it's basically where Thor's hammer is.
Yeah, Las Vegas, I think.
One of the last superheroes.
It's a tourist attraction.
Yeah, so you get to see Thor's hammer, and that's exactly where Thor died and dropped his hammer. So you get all these people that come around to just see this.
And they pretty much tell you, because I think there's somebody giving out the tour. I think Wolverine ends up passing through there, because there's a storyline behind that with him having to go through these areas. Because he runs into Hawkeye.
Let's get into that to give you an idea of the journey. So basically, you know, Wolverine needs money to pay rent, because the Hulk gang is telling him, you have a week to pay your rent. If you don't pay your rent, we're going to murder your whole family.
Oh, shit.
This money, and during that time, Hawkeye appears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkeye is blind.
And Hawkeye's known as being one of the best shooters, marksmen in the world with his arrow. And the fact that he's blind gives you an idea what these villains did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to take away his best attribute, which is his eyes. So basically, Hawkeye comes to him. He's like, I need your help. I need you to help me deliver this package all the way across country to New York. I can't tell you why or what's in it. I just need your help. And if you help me, I'll give you money.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason he decides to help him is because he needs this money desperately.
Yeah.
So as he goes through each different state, each different area, you get an idea of like what villains died. No, sorry, what superheroes died and what villains are taking over that area. So he passes by where the Hulk, I mean, I'm sorry, the Thor dropped his hammer. You have, where else? What other?
So he also passes by Pym Falls.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You see the skeleton of Hank Pym himself as a giant, which was right. Also creepy. A sad moment. And I believe when that tour was going on about the Thor, they considered him one of the last superheroes in the battle itself, taking out hundreds of villains
at a time.
So that, oh man, you can just imagine that battle. There's so many things you can do with just this story itself. Like branch off into so many things.
Mm-hmm. Side battles, you know, you could have Thor's story about how he got into the, you know, his battle and how he died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or Hank Pym, how he died.
Yeah.
That's what
drew us all, because we wanted to see, one, we needed more info. How did this happen? When did it start? What led to it? And also, we want to see those images of those battles. Holy crap, he was Giant Man and he died and it's a skeleton. It's like a bridge. And I think one of the guys that's giving the tour has his helmet. Has his helmet. And he's just
Hank Pym. Yeah. Because it's not a guy, it's a kid.
Yeah, it's a kid, yeah.
And a kid asks them for money. And Wolverine's like, oh, I'm sorry. Logan is like, no, I'm not going to give this kid money. And Hawkeye's like, give him some money. You want to give him money because he has Hank Pym's helmet. And if you know anything about Hank Pym, he controls every single instinct and ant in the world.
Yeah.
So as they give him the money, they pass by. You can see all these like dead bodies that were, you know, eaten alive by ants and stuff. So they knew the power. They dodged a bullet there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. So let's. They're going through this whole cross country tour, and they want to get to New York to deliver this package. And I guess on the way there, they stop off somewhere. I don't remember exactly, but they're at a bar, and a guy just starts popping off at Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts talking shit. He just, you know, he's. You know, just making it tough on Wolverine. And Wolverine actually attacks him for a second. And it looks like Wolverine's about to kill him. You know, Logan's about to just, you know, mm-hmm. pop his claws and kill him. But he doesn't do it. He just lets him go. And as they leave the bar, Hawkeye's like, man, what they do to you? What happened? And mm-hmm. this is where we get the answer. We get to know exactly what happened in the so-called event.
Mm-hmm. The event that caused Wolverine to die, not Logan, Wolverine died this night.
So, like, before we get to that, what do you think? Before you found that out, what do you think would cause Wolverine to be the way he is?
Before knowing I would say honestly that there was a battle. And he saw his fellow, you know, superheroes fall. And he noticed that, hey, listen, if these guys can't make it, that's it. Like, we're not there no more. That's what I thought.
I could see, like, maybe if someone threatened him, mm-hmm. be like, hey, if you fight us back, then we'll either murder someone you love or something in that sense. Like, mm-hmm. someone's trying to blackmail him, be like, because they know how powerful Wolverine is, right? Yeah. And they know they need to stop him first. One of the few, you know, superheroes that you need to go after first, because he's almost unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was guessing that maybe they were threatening him. Be like, if you fight back, then we're either going to murder everyone you love, or maybe they had someone, like, kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was why he wasn't fighting back. That's what I was thinking.
I personally had no idea. No idea. Because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell happened that night. You know, not just what happened with him, but what led everything to just go south like that. And also, it's like, wow, this is the guy. He is always the first in battle to come out attacking. That's what you always know about Wolverine. He'll come out first, even though he gets rocked. He'll come out first, get rocked.
Yeah, he just never stops. He never stops. He's unstoppable.
Yeah, meanwhile, I just saw him get sunned by the Hulk gang in front of his family.
In front of his family,
he got sunned in the bar, and Hawkeye's like, what the hell happened to you? And I'm in my mind, I'm like, I have no idea what could have caused, unless it was a traumatic experience, but I still couldn't figure out why. So, again, the issues were, I need to know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go into that event. So, TK, you want to get that started?
Yeah, no problem. So, it starts off, we see Wolverine and Jubilee talking, and Jubilee's on the what you call it, the computer, yeah. I guess, the wannabe bat computer.
They're in the danger room, right?
Yeah. They're in the danger room, and she's playing, well, she's playing Batman or Nightmare.
She's doing the best thing she could do, right? Because she really doesn't have any real powers.
She got fireworks. July 4th. July 4th.
Professor X is like, you know what? Just stay on the computers and
stay downstairs.
And tell us if there's danger. Tell us if there's danger. That's all you're good for.
Oh man, so yeah, we see that, and then we see an explosion go off, and automatically Jubilee's dead. We see her just dead. She has like a spear through her head, like a piece of wood through her head. You know, she's dead. Her eyes are like almost rolled back and everything. And here comes the villains. Now, I say villains because I can't specify them, because it's just every different kind. We got Sabretooth, we got Doc Ock, we got Silver Samurai,
Strife, I remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Strife, Shocker, Bullseye, Scorpion. We have all these villains just coming in, and things get intense for Wolverine. And we switch panels, and we see them attacking the tower and stuff like that. But Wolverine, the fight is calling them out. Is calling the X-Men, calling them by name. With Storm, Cyclops going in while he's tearing these people apart.
Yeah, he's just going.
He's just going
ham.
He's also telling the guys, he's also telling everybody to run. He's always telling that. Telling them to like run. Where are the main X-Men though? That's who calling for them.
Yeah, like where's Cyclops? Where's Storm? Where's Professor X? We like the whole X-Mansion just
comes out in a wheelchair.
I'm here.
I'm here. But the whole X-Mansion just got, you know, invaded, and you have all these powerful supervillains just destroying the place, and Wolverine is just doing the best he could, and he's just murdering these dudes.
He's terrified because he's taking these guys, he's cutting throats, he's chopping off heads. Like, these panels were intense, blood everywhere, everybody was dying, his shirt ripping, and he's just going off.
Yeah, so and at that point you see one main supervillain just walk in.
Before that, it was Jubilee who was like calling his name.
Yeah.
He was fighting Bullseye for 2 hours, they said.
Bullseye was the last one.
He said the last guy that was left was Bullseye, and we were going at it for a few hours. And just when I was about to do the final kill, he like whispered something to Wolverine, and then he blinks his eye. And I think Mysterio pops out. That's when Mysterio pops out.
Now, Mysterio is normally known as a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
And definitely is a Spider-Man villain. That guy.
His main power is that he's like an illusionist, right? He makes you think certain things and see certain things that aren't really there. Mm-hmm. So at that point, as he's looking at Bullseye, Bullseye's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? Then Bullseye just disappears, and you see Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually has Jubilee in his hands. And I guess Mysterio had told them, hey, you know, what'd you expect? You know, you expect to kill all these people so easily.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you were killing your friends.
Oh my God.
So that's when you see all the other X-Men murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Murdered by one of the main leaders of the X-Men, that's Wolverine.
Wolverine killed the X-Men.
So here at this point, we noticed that not only the villains came together and, you know, grouped up, we also see that they sent out villains to different superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To fight different superheroes, which was crazy, which was like amazing, because you see Spider-Man fighting these foes all the time. You see him fighting Scorpion, you know, Venom, all these people, all the time. And then to throw an oddball in there and mm-hmm. to throw Wolverine off, like, you could see where things could get tricky and where it got crazy.
It was like whoever was running this whole thing specifically picked Mysterio to go to the X-Mansion and be like, listen, the X-Men are going to be a problem in our plans.
Yeah.
I need you to mess with one of the most unstoppable forces, Wolverine, make him see and believe one thing, and turn him against the X-Men, which in side stories of X-Men, that's been one of the issues, like the worries of Cyclops, that there'll be a time that he'll be unstoppable, that he can't be stopped.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Even Wolverine, when he was talking to Hawkeye, he was like, "That I have this sense of smell." And he made me believe that it was them. And they also smelled like them. They also sounded like them. I killed the X-Men. And my heart dropped.
Well, that gives you an idea of how strong Mysterio is, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just him by himself.
And it's crazy. So simple. Something so simple like that. And just used Wolverine as a weapon. That's all he did was like, yo,
yeah,
I need to take out the X-Men. Where's my weapon? Oh, Wolverine. Weapon
I also X. Like, yeah. I also weapon like how X. He kind of like introduced himself when Wolverine kind of figured out what just happened. He was like, hello, I am Mysterio. I'm the master illusionist or whatever. Did you really think it would be that easy killing da-da-da-da-da? You just killed the X-Men. Oh, my God.
Like, he just murdered.
And he thanks them, too. He's like, my thanks on behalf of the criminal community.
Yo, that's just like goosebumps.
Bows down and everything.
And it just bounces. And let's imagine, like, he just leaves Wolverine there.
Yep. With
the corpse of his friends.
And his pretty much that's his family. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah, because, Wolverine's issues, like, he's always been a solo guy, right? He's always on his own.
Like a loner?
Yeah, he can never really trust people. He can never really trust anyone,
mm-hmm.
right? Because of everything that's happened. So he had a family with X-Men. Then all of a sudden he murders them.
Damn.
And as time follows, you see that he actually tried to kill himself after this happened.
That same night, he walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wandered away.
Yeah. Bloody
bruised,
and he just found that he's talking to Hawkeye. He's still telling him what's going on, and he was like, I found the train, I put my head in the track, I waited for the train to come. And Hawkeye's like, yeah, but you're pretty much unkillable and unstoppable. He's like, yeah, but that was the night I decided that Wolverine was dead. I knew I could heal from it, but it hurt like hell, and I swore from that day I would never pop my claws out again.
So he kind of killed Wolverine, like, figuratively.
So you know he hurt. He was hurting when he popped it out again.
So imagine Hawkeye hearing that story. He's like, oh, shit.
Yo.
Here's a question.
The right guy?
Yeah.
So is it possible? Like, I mean, it's already shown and everything. But can Wolverine, an evil Wolverine, take out the whole X-Men?
Yeah, that's another debate, too. Like, I just can't see how the X-Men could have just like easily died like that either.
Considering
how strong the X-Men are,
because they weren't really fighting him, they were trying to like stop, and they were kind of like, Wolverine, stop! What are you doing? They were kind of like holding him back, so it wasn't like they were attacking him, so it was easy to kill him. But the question is, could he? If they were fighting like back and forth, can he do it? I don't know, man. You got Jean Grey, Cyclops, Professor.
I know.
You got all these characters. You can't
You're going to tell me Iceman couldn't just freeze them for like a few minutes? You know?
Unless he was on Berserker Barrage mode.
I think the worst one was Beast. I think he was chopped in half.
Yeah.
Just laid out.
Somebody's face was like sliced. I remember in the panel. It was Cyclops.
Cyclops was missing like half his face.
Oh my God.
But let's say Wolverine ever did that. Let's put ourselves there. All right. So if Wolverine actually does go crazy, you know, the whole thing's happening. And
I'm Cyclops.
Angel is Cyclops. And then Wolverine just chops Cyclops right there. So is the X-Men still going to try?
I'm going to be like,
to hold him back? Or if I'm going to try to take him out?
If I'm an X-Men out there, I'm like, oh shit, I'm out.
Quicksilver in the house.
This motherfucker's crazy. I ain't trying to deal with him.
Oh, be Nightcrawler and just teleport. Peace.
Bam. Because that's the thing. They weren't really putting up a fight. They would try. Some of them, from the way, I don't remember how they explained it or who was explaining it. I think it was Mysterio too. It's like they weren't fighting you. They were just trying to stop you and trying to wake you up. That's why it was so easy to kill them. Yeah, I'm talking like Jean Grey and like they could easily have stopped them, but they were also confused, maybe scared because all this shit was going down on the same night, you know?
Yeah, it just seems like it just happened really fast and he just reacted. Yeah. He went into survival mode. He was trying to protect his friends and ended up that he was killing his friends.
Because all these attacks were happening at the same time. The X-Mansion was attacked. The Fantastic Four building was being attacked. All the main buildings were all being attacked at the same time.
Yeah, you got the Avengers being attacked.
Damn, so they just got demolished. How long was this? Did they ever say how long it took?
The battle? I don't remember. I don't think. You know, I mean,
which battle? The whole event. It must have taken some time, like maybe months. I don't know. It couldn't have happened that quickly.
Superheroes ran away?
I think don't we see them in the storyline? There's certain superheroes that we still see that are still alive, which I'm confused about because 50 years passed.
Yeah. I mean, we see some. I think we see like a panel with like Daredevil and Punisher.
Yeah, with like blonde hair.
But that's not really them.
Okay. Was it their grandkids or something?
No, okay. Now that I remember, maybe it was the scene in the bar. There's a guy with a Daredevil mask on, and Wolverine gets pissed. He's like, "Why are you wearing that? You don't know who that is," or whatever. Like he gets really upset about it, and maybe that's when he gets into the fight with the dude. But like there's guys that just wear certain superhero stuff, and they don't even know why.
Yeah.
Hey, Mo, I have one for you. There was a guy that I saw. He was wearing a cape. You want to take a wild guess of whose cape that was?
Vision?
The Sentry.
Word, right?
Yeah, there was a guy wearing a Sentry cape. I was like, first whoa. All,
let me tell you one thing.
How would that happen?
Who took Sentry him? If Sentry was off? Alive, he would have ended that man quick. Unless he was the Void, and he helped.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy-ass motherfucker.
That's what it was. All right, so, like, now we get the whole story behind the event and why we have a good understanding why, you know, he took that oath to never kill again. Because he, in his eyes, he's dangerous.
Very understandable, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He can't even kill himself.
It's something he can't forgive himself for happening. So he ends up helping Hawkeye go all the way to New York to drop off this suitcase full of stuff. And it turns out that this suitcase filled with superhero serum?
The Cap Juice.
Yes, which he has, I guess he has like 100 vials of it. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to, you know, set up a team of superheroes so they can fight back and take the country back.
Yep.
But it turns out it was been a setup by someone.
Yep. It's like they knew they were coming.
And as that happens, is this okay? When this happens, Hawkeye gets shot.
Yeah.
Is he killed here?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure that he is because I don't believe that he is because he has a run right now. He has a series, Old Man Hawkeye or something like that. So it was they should have just left him dead.
I guess they just. Which, by the way, they say is really good.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he was, like, critically hurt, and they thought he was dead.
I don't know how I could get into, a, like, an old man Hawkeye. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. He was cool in the comic, but he was also cool when he died.
No, so it turns out that it's the Red Skull.
Yup.
Right. The Red Skull was the one that helped orchestrate this whole event. And I guess the Red Skull's freaking immortal too.
Because he's similar to Captain America, that their age, they're slowed down. Right? Like he's a force. He's a force.
Yeah, I guess, so
yeah, you could probably say that he's maybe also immortal.
Yeah. I mean, so it turns out that it turns
not
out
not immortal. He could just go old. I mean, he could just live for a long time.
Maybe he ages slowly.
Yeah, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, but he's also strong and like he's a formidable foe.
Like Wolverine himself, he's not immortal. He's just a slow healer, right? Until he gets to the point that he can't heal no more.
He's just very hard to heal.
He ages. Like, I mean, the old man storyline. He has gray hair and stuff, so he's slower. But let's talk about the Red Skull, because there's something interesting that about him and his office, I guess.
Oh man, yeah.
And what he's wearing, right?
Because
he has like a big leather jacket on. And do you guys know whose jacket he's wearing?
Hitler's.
Yeah.
No. He's wearing it's a big leather jacket, at least in one of the scenes. But it turns out that he's wearing Punisher's jacket.
Oh yeah.
So in his like lair, he has like trophies, right? And his trophies of like all these heroes that were killed. So you see like Captain America's shield. you see the Thing's hand.
Yeah,
they chopped the Thing's hand and had it hanging.
You see so many things in that panel. It was like Spider-Man's face.
Yeah, his
Daredevil, mask. Doctor Strange's cape,
Iron Man's like the top of his suit.
Yeah, so like, and the Red Skull's actually wearing Captain America's outfit, like his uniform
underneath.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, God. Like he's sitting
on the desk with it on, like a psychopath. Like what?
Yeah, I mean
I mean. It's such an accomplishment. You get me? So I don't know if that's kind of I don't see it as somebody regular wearing somebody else's stuff. I see it like this guy just made the biggest impact in history and he's just wearing it as a trophy. I mean,
yeah, he's got his medals. That's what it is.
It's yeah.
Medals like to show that he's the new captain. He's a new leader.
His Olympic medals.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's why I also think Red Skull is one of the best villains in the whole
That's why he's coming universe. Back out. Infinity War.
Yeah.
He's coming to the Tesseract. Oh,
that God. Would be sick, though. I'm gonna keep your word on that, because if he does come out, I'll be like, oh, he was right.
I think also in the comic, they show him and Cap in the final battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
They show in the final battle.
Defeated. I think they say that he ends up killing Captain America with his own shield.
No, he shoots him in the head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Captain America is like wounded, and it's in the White House too. It's like the White House destroyed.
Yeah, there is a battle in DC.
Yeah, he's like in rubble, and Red Skull's like rubbing in his face, and he just shoots him dead in his head. And I'm like, no.
Did he shoot him? I don't.
Yeah, he shot him.
I remember him like poking his eye out or something.
No,
you know what I do remember? Captain America does not speak. And that was a sad thing. If I remember correctly, I don't remember Captain America saying a word while Red Skull was standing over him talking, you know, all his highly, you know, things that he had to say.
His Red Skull, gibberish. Yeah. This and that and this and then back.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think that's also what's great about real arc is that you can imagine, like you could think it yourself, like what happened and create your own story. As far as how these battles went down,
especially if we're looking at the gallery that we were just talking about, like how did that go down with the Thing? What did they do with the Punisher? How did this happen? How did that? And your imagination just goes wild because these are like top superheroes that died.
Yeah. So turns out that the Red Skull had set up the Hawkeye, and I guess, you know, disrupted his plans of a
uprising. Mm-hmm. And during this time, like, he sees Wolverine. He's like, oh, you're here. And he starts, like, to mock him because he knows what happened to Wolverine. And mm-hmm. he knows what he became. He knows he became a pacifist. And he starts to mock him. He's like, what are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. You can't mm-hmm. do anything. And I guess at that point, like, that's when Wolverine picks up Captain America's shield. Right? Am I correct?
Yes. Was that the first weapon? I think it was. Yeah. The first thing he uses.
He finds it.
And he ends up using that shield to decapitate the Red Skull. He's like, what's up now? So, like, why do you think he did that?
I think he snapped. He knowing.
He didn't snap completely.
Just knowing that he this is the guy that orchestrated everything and led to me, you know, killing my friends and family. This is the guy, and he's mocking me. F that.
You know? Yeah, and he uses Captain America's shield and just
it's like chops his head off. Right? It's like symbolism with that, with the shield and everything.
Yeah.
Like a minus. Yeah,
that was a great shot right there. Just seeing the shield go through his neck.
So many thoughts must have went through his head.
No, yeah.
So and many also, friends, so many superheroes, not only the X-Men, the Avengers, every team, Fantastic Four, everybody he ever knew, mm-hmm. he ever worked with, because Wolverine's been in every team. So
remember, while this is happening, time is running out. He was supposed to have that rent money, I think, earlier that day or the day before. Time is running out.
Actually, no, it's not running out.
No, it's not?
He gets back. So after everything that happens, he has this money, I guess, that Hawkeye or maybe Red Skull had lying around. Mm-hmm. So he's like, fuck this, I need to get back. And he takes, is it Iron Man's suit?
Yep.
And he flies back, but he doesn't fly back all the way. But he ends up going back to his town, his house earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, I'm good. I have enough time. I have all this money. But it didn't matter. Because the whole gang got bored. That's what it was.
Oh, that's what it was. That was they got, motherfuckers.
they got bored. Mm-hmm. So as he's going back to his house, he notices something, right?
Oh, no.
What does he notice?
He notices that his friend, he opens the door. Well, we have a guy. I remember a guy was telling him, like, hey, Logan, you don't want to go in there or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Neighbor. A neighbor.
Yeah. And he goes in there and he just sees his family just bleeding out on the ground. Well, not, you know, already done, finished, just on the ground inside his house. And you see his face and his reaction, and then the claws pop.
Yep.
You get a whole, like, is it like a whole page?
It's a whole page with the word snick.
Yeah.
We knew what was up.
Now, should he have done that when he saw Red Skull? I think so.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if that put him over the edge at that point. I don't know, because he still thought that he could still, like, save his family and go back to living his normal life. You know, because he really didn't want to go out east anyway. He wanted money and help Hawkeye. So he kills Red Skull. He was like, all right, that's done with. Let me go back to my life and let me pay my rent and I'll be good.
Yeah.
But the fact, I think the fact also, too, that they lied to him. That's another thing, because he was ahead of time. And it turns out that after he sees this, you know, his family murdered on the ground, whatever, he goes crazy and starts murdering all these Hawk gang members.
Oh, yeah.
Just goes straight up.
He came back. Wolverine came back, and he wanted... One, he wanted revenge, but he was like, I'm gonna kill all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, and he just starts slaughtering them. Which, by the way, this is another question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why was this Hulk gang so, like, weak? Like, wouldn't you expect them to be all, like, super, like, strong, too? Like, they went down pretty easily, it seemed.
Could it be because they're all inbreds?
Yeah, maybe the incest, the whole thing about the incest thing was going on with She-Hulk, and maybe...
Yeah.
Instead of making them stronger, it's just deformed, and even their strength were, like, deformed.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing that I
I read was that during this battle of the heroes and supervillains, they say that there may have been like atomic bombs used,
mm-hmm.
and the radiation caused the Hulk to go crazy. Like it fucked him really bad. Mm-hmm. It mentally just made him go nuts, and him and She-Hulk were both nuts, and that's why they considered
nuts for
like,
each other.
Yeah, that's why they went nuts. They went nuts for each other, and they you know created these inbred children.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, because Hulk and She-Hulk are cousins.
No, so. I know. Ew. No, I know that because I thought that you know that one of the things about the radiation that was exposed to Bruce Banner. That as years passed by, he was gonna go. He's been going slowly nuts and nuts, and I think at that time he was just nuts, and he just went in there and he pretty much like forced himself on her. That's not what he implied on.
Yeah, but like what happened to the Hulk though? Like that he just like did he run away or like why was he?
I think they implied in the comic book that the radiation got to his head already. And he was nuts, and he was actually fighting everyone, not caring if they were villains or heroes, because he just went nuts. He just went nuts, and part of the deal was, you know, they couldn't mess with him. They were like, listen, just have your own territory there. We'll leave you alone. But he wanted to continue his family, so he kind of, if I remember the way he was talking to Wolverine, he made it sound like he forced himself on She-Hulk and impregnated her, and then they created their own little Hulk gang. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they were living like rednecks in the countryside. Like let's talk about this. Imagine being like a human, like a regular person going on, like dude, pretty much the end of the world, right? Like how do you survive? Like
oh, God,
you see all the superheroes getting fucking knocked off like one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America gets murdered on the steps of the White House. You know, everyone else is just dying. Like what are you thinking?
Hide in the forest, in the wilderness, in the base somewhere, because everybody is effed up.
Everybody was done.
That's why it's called the Wastelands. It's just everything's just wasted.
And who's the badass villain that still had his town? Doctor Doom. Didn't he have like a Doom's Lair or something? Like quarter of the country.
Yeah, he was married to Emma Frost.
Doom's Lair.
Yeah, which is similar to Battleground.
Yeah, that's why Dr. Doom is the strongest supervillain out there.
Yeah. It shows you how strong it is, but yeah, he pretty much Wolverine just goes ham and starts killing off all the Hulks, which is leading him to one person.
Well, I don't know how he. Honestly, I'm with Angel. I don't know how he took out that many Hulks. I'm not saying like.
And think about it. Yeah. It's also his first time he's popped his claws, and he's not as strong as he used to be.
Mm-hmm. You know what it was?
Because he's Wolverine. Oh.
Comic books.
No, I mean, you know, it's still a great story. It didn't mess anything up. It's not like I was like, oh, man.
But the story itself
was awesome.
It's a good question himself, you know, and it is true. Maybe he was just like on another level of all those years, 50 years since he's popped those claws and he just, you never know. He probably like savaged out and went ham because he was taking them out one by one.
I think nobody got a hit on him. He was just reckless.
Nobody.
He was just chopping up dudes. But anyway, he ends up meeting Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Who at this point is still a regular in his regular form.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the Hulk. He's just an old, skinny dude. But he's just as strong as the Hulk, though.
Yeah.
If you remember, because mm-hmm. he's punching Wolverine. He even throws a cow at him.
Yeah.
He throws a fucking cow at Wolverine.
I wonder what the cow is doing there. First of all, just watching them fight and just came in like, hey, what's going on? Got milk?
Yeah, but then
and Wolverine chops him too.
Yeah, he chops the cow
in half.
Swipes.
Oh, yeah, but then it turns out that Bruce Banner was like, you know, I did it because I was bored.
Yeah.
And like he was bored, and he kind of knew that it would cause Wolverine to come back.
He said that he hasn't had a good battle in a while, and me and you are known of having these greatest battles, so I was bored. So I sent the boys to kill your family, and I knew that would light a fire in you.
And at that point, is that that's when he guts Bruce Banner, right?
He grabs him.
Bruce, and stabs him.
No, Bruce Banner, yeah, they're like fighting back and forth, but this guy Hulk grabs him and makes him look like a toy, and he eats him.
Before that, he gets stabbed in the stomach.
He gets stabbed in the stomach
in his human form, and that causes him to become the Hulk.
Ugly as Hulk.
Which is like seven times the size of the Hulk.
And he's like the size of a building. He's huge.
Deformed,
too. Like, he's kind of deformed.
Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, he kind of like, you're right.
Hills Have Eyes character.
That whole redneck, Hills Has Eye type of thing, it had like a little similarity to what the whole gang was. You know, they were like inbred, gross.
Toxic reacted.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this point, you see him eat Wolverine. Like, he chops him, he bites his head off, I think, and like swallows him.
I think he swallows him in whole. He's
gonna have to swallow. He's gonna have to swallow him in whole because of his adamantium bones.
Yeah, he pretty much like bites a huge chunk of him and then like eats him.
Yeah, and then I guess a few hours pass by and you see the Hulk there like sitting and he has like a stomach ache.
Yeah, and Hillbilly Hulk comes in.
Yeah, and he's like, "Are you all right?"
"Hey, Pa.
Hey, Pa." Okay?
Yeah, and then then you have another epic scene there where you see Wolverine just pop out of the Hulk's stomach.
Yeah, because Hillbilly Hulk was like, hey, you're not looking too good. He's like, he pretty much tells him what happened. And he's like, how long ago was that? It's like a few hours ago. And he pretty much said, doesn't he heal?
Doesn't he regenerate or something like that?
And the Hulk's eyes open. And then one of the most badass, gross, but dope scenes is, I guess he grew back into full Wolverine and pretty much opens him up and it kills him.
Yeah. It was epic at that point. So he kills the Hulk, which is like almost impossible too.
See, what's a healing factor then? Like ripping out of somebody's stomach or back, that's definitely no coming back from that with a healing
factor? I thought he heals from anything.
That's what I'm saying.
You mean the Hulk?
Yeah, right.
Unless he was damaged as well and he can't heal all the way and it's too
Yeah, old. I don't know. That's a good question. But he ends up killing the other Hillbilly Hulk, I guess.
Oh no, he leaves him.
I think he gives him a jacket or grabs his from the Hillbilly guy.
I don't remember.
So the story ends with, you know, because at this point Wolverine has nothing left. His family's murdered. He's got nothing to live for anymore. So he ends up taking what, like the baby Hulk?
Yeah, because there was two Hulks left. Hillbilly Hulk had baby Hulk in his hands. And he does kill Hillbilly. His name is not Hillbilly Hulk, but he looks like a
That's his name.
He does kill Hillbilly Hulk. And then it's what you just said. Like he pretty much takes the Hulk with him.
He was walking out, you have like the people of the town. They're like, "What are you gonna do now? Are you gonna finish this?" Or like, they mentioned something about, you know, fighting back, I think.
Yeah, it's like he implied that he's gonna try and rebuild and create the Avengers. And I'm gonna start with this little guy.
Psych. Was that Scar? Yeah. Was that little guy Scar? No, right?
Just baby Hulk.
Just a little fat baby in the crib.
I think his name is Luther.
Lex Luther?
No, not Luther. I just made it up.
So anyway, that's pretty much how that ended. You know, there are some other volumes that it goes into and the continue of the story, but in my opinion, this is an epic story arc because it started something different. Mm-hmm. You know, for you, it brought you back into comics, and I know you introduced it to me too. And it got me excited too to looking forward to something every month.
Yeah. You need to read this. You need to read this.
Yeah. Yeah, and in my opinion, this would be a great animated movie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's something, you know, we always discuss how DC makes great animated movies, but Marvel, if they ever wanted to, they could make a great Old Man Logan
animated movie. True to the story, because the Logan movie we got in the cinema, you know, it's a different kind of universe. It was a different take.
Can we agree it was inspired by the
comic? Yeah. Book? Yeah, yeah. But there was no
just
way.
Just the name. Imagine. Just him being old and his name.
Logan. Yeah, there was no way they could have all these characters and everything that happened in this movie.
Yeah, like how would they have that T-Rex that had the venom?
Oh, yeah. On? Or the Morlocks.
Yeah, because you also have Black Bolt. Black Bolt was in there.
Yeah.
And he's Spider-Girl. The one that stopped. He's the one that stopped this, the T-Rex. Mm-hmm.
It definitely was a storyline that caught my interest and drew me back into comic books just with the idea of, wow, we love superheroes and they were just killed off. How did this happen? Who did it together? Oh my God, I wish they could show us Thor fighting killing hundreds of villains and then they got to him. Oh, Hank Pym died? Like, what happened? You know?
Yeah, it's a great imagination you could go into as far as stories of that. Mm-hmm.
That was such an intense storyline. I wish more are created like that. I'm not saying the ones that are now out there bad, but
similar, right? Like similar, like alternate universe. What if this was like a what if storyline?
Yeah, and then it was liked so much that it became kind of realistic, like kind of part of the whole. Remember, we got Old Man Logan now in comics.
Yeah. They bought the character into the main universe.
Pretty sure they're gonna have to take him out.
Yeah, which by the way, in his storyline, not to talk about it because you know we could go on and on. They show glimpses of certain things that happened in the wasteland, which also was kind of cool. You know, like, oh wow, like they show him and his family swimming in the ocean, and they show below the ocean were bodies of dead heroes. Like, what?
No way. I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. But again, it was like, what happened there? How did they end up there? So it's just a cool storyline, and it definitely brought me back.
All right, so let's end it with this. Out of 5 stars, what did you give this story?
I gave it 5.5. 5 stars, definitely. It's a solid 5-star story. It was written well, and I also like the artwork.
Yeah, the artwork, too. That's something that attracted me to it.
I have to agree with that. 5 stars, it was perfectly made. It was created like you could tell so many like detail points in it. Like we saw superhero capes, we saw little like items that they would carry and stuff like that, just to show that we're not gonna tell you what happened between those fights or anything or how they died, but we're gonna put it in so you can see that these heroes did actually fall and they actually, you know, didn't make it.
It's like they showed enough.
And the story play, like the story itself in each category, when they came with the Thor part, the Hank Pym part, when they actually revealed who it was behind everything, and Red Skull was there being psychotic and obsessed with his trophies. So I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. No, I agree. 5 stars for me. It's one of the few story arcs that I've read more than once.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
You know,
for sure.
I always go back on YouTube too and read about, you know, watch videos on it. So that's a strong case for a 5 star for me for anything. Yep. So that's good. Let's just end it with that. You guys have anything else to say before we call this a night?
No, not at all. But I'm definitely looking forward to maybe doing another podcast talking about another epic storyline. But this was fun.
Yep, this was it. I'm glad we did this one because this is definitely on my top 10. Or, you know, it could go shorter. It could go top 5 as well. So
yeah, very, very debatable. You know, our next story arc podcast should definitely be DC inspired. So we'll go into that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Dark Knight. Oh.
Yeah. All right, Jonas, you have anything to say?
Got him.
We'll get him on next time.
All right, cool. He's still he's not unlocked yet, so.
All right.
I thought I passed it. All right, man.
Have a good night. See you.
All right, later, guys.
All right, guys. Take it easy.